Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
56 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
59 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
64 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Sunny.
76 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Sunny.
81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny, sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny, sunny. 87 degrees.
Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system located in London, Ohio, USA.
WB9CST testing. Yeah, I can do that too, see?
KFAUU monitoring. Mr. Moniker, I hope you stick around long enough for me to answer you. This is Leonard, AD8FK. Who is that? Is that the Mr. DX? AD8FK. KFAUU, good afternoon. On this hot Saturday. So who was your visitors over there on Saturday? Friday.
Yeah, we had Joe and John. They stopped over and checked out the duplexer. Yep, they had a good time.
That's good. That's good news. And, did you get any more shipments in from Tana Farm?
I told you we got the antenna.
I knew that. Was that the last of the shipments, or is still more coming?
You know, I have to check the list. I think there's one more thing coming, but I have to check the list.
Oh, okay. Question I got for you. The last Monday meeting where Phil was in attendance, did they post that on YouTube yet? I was telling my friend Mike about it, and he was showing his repeater, and I wanted to look at YouTube, but I don't see it. Are they holding that one back?
WB9CST.
There's Mr. Richards, 89CST. Good afternoon, KFAUU with that 88FK.
Yep, Mr. President and Mr. Treasurer. I think are both of your positions. So, yeah. Was it a VHF duplexer or a UHF duplexer?
All right, Richard, you had a visitor here for a minute, so we'll let Richard have it here. He's getting ready for his mid-afternoon net. He's doing a great job on him, and we are glad you're able to make good use of the system that you developed there, Richard. So I'll say 73 to KFAUU and let you have it. 88FK.
Really fast. When did they post? Are they holding back that meeting, or they're not posting it? Over. I'll give it back to Richard, and I'll get out of here too.
John would know more about that. I think that one may not be on, at least not yet. So, does that answer your question?
Yep. Go ahead, Richard. Take it away.
WB9TFT, audio check.
Behind on
HF. 5 minutes to net, WB9CFT.
Richard, how are you? Behind on HF.
Hello?
Hey, Larry. Got the net linked up here. It's at 2 o'clock, but didn't start yet.
Okay, you got the link up. I said it had you in Roll Valley, but I could get a little bit.
Okay, a little scratchy chance. There's just some noise in the air.
So, yeah, you fly this way, but which flag do you fly to blue?
Number 1.
I got a blue in the room. That works.
I'm going to double check my connections, make sure everything's tight on the repeater. It should be, but just to make sure.
All right, now I can hear you guys. I had to disconnect my All-Star and bring it back up, WB9CFC.
Yeah, I don't need to run away, Larry. WB9CFP, WB9HF. Hey, Richard.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to have a Renza be running it today if he shows up. If not, I will, because I need somebody on the Echolink side to control stuff. I'm out of data on my phone, and if I wasn't, I'd be able to mute stuff. So it's kind of inconvenient that I don't have any data. But I have ways around it, so, yep.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd help, but I don't have any way of doing that, so nothing I can do to help you out. So, hey, did you, just remind you about if you sent that shipping out for that monitor yet? I think it's like $30, I think it was.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on today, so I'll get it out on the 8th. I'll be out then again, too. We got to go to the grocery store today, then buy a bunch of stuff, then turn around and get my stepdad ready to leave tomorrow. So, yeah, but don't think I haven't forgotten about it. And, yeah, I'll get that to you, Chad. And there's Arinza. Arinza. Go ahead and use the admin commands, the .admin, and then the password so you can mute stuff, because I'm going to be out, and I'm going to have to come through All-Star since I'm out of data on my phone. But go ahead, Jeb.
Rob, Richard, things happen, so now no big deal. So let me know when you get that going. I'll watch for it. I'll be in the background here. Depending on it, Jeff.
Do that. Arinza, go ahead and do the .admin command and then the password so you can mute stuff. And then I'll let you start the net here in a minute since I'll be out and doing stuff. I'll go ahead and read that opening as I usually do, and then I'll just let you take it from there when you're ready, Arinza.
1500 hours. Sunny,
87 degrees. Admin password accepted. Go ahead.
Yeah, your audio is a little on the low side, by the way, but let me kick this off, and then I'll turn it over to you to get things going. So, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard, WB9CST, in Paris, Texas, where it's 83 degrees here and sunny. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. So before we go any further, 1900 UTC, by the way, do we have any emergency or priority traffic? Good, 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 good. Not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. If you have any break or emergency, will both be acceptable. We'll stop everything, take care of that, and then resume on. So with that, Arinza, I'll let you start taking short times and mobiles, and if you don't hear any, then you'll check in. And I'll let you come up with the question today, since you're going to be running the show here. So over to you, Arinza, KK4RYG, WB9CSP.
Thanks, Richard. Hi, everybody. This is KK4RYG Arinza here in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm checking out for any short times first. Please come back now with your call sign twice phonetically, please. Okay, nothing heard. Any mobiles, please come back now twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Delta. Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Delta.
Okay, Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Delta, glad you're with us. I look forward to talking to you here in the near future. Before you go, any traffic for us this morning before I get to the others?
I think he missed that. He just disappeared off the screen when you were asking him for comments, Arinza. If you want to pick him up again.
You got it. Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Delta, are you still with us? Any traffic before you leave this morning? Over.
Yeah, I don't know what I pushed the wrong button, but sorry about that. But anyway, I don't have any really traffic. I just wanted to check in, and the weather here in Michigan is absolutely beautiful. It's about 85 or something here this afternoon. And so I'm just sitting out on my front porch enjoying it. Back to that.
You got it. Thank you for coming this afternoon. Got your message loud and clear. Okay, break with you, and now allow me to introduce myself again. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Roman Yankee Golf, your net control operator here on the Everything Net. And what I would like to do is ask you guys one question. Where is the best place you spent your vacation in your life? So now for all general check-ins, please come back now twice with your call sign phonetically, please. The question is, where did you spend your best vacation in your life?
November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. Good afternoon, Lorenza. Again, that's November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor, Ralph in Georgia.
Lorenzo, WI9HF, Whiskey India 9 Hotel Foxtrot, Janesville, Wisconsin.
Whiskey Bravo 9,
Kilo Mike, Whiskey America 2, Kilo Mike, Kevin, in Trenton, New Jersey. Good afternoon.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, WB9CFT Mobile.
Okay, okay. All stations, all stations, all stations. Please stand by. I have a number of stations, but your call signs are incomplete. I have November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. I hope I got that right. And I have Whiskey India 9, and I don't have anything else because you overlapped with someone else that was keyed up. And then I have a Kilo Mike from New Jersey. You also got caught up. And I do have you, Richard, as well in the listing. So going back to the Whiskey India 9 station, can you give me your call sign twice phonetically, please?
No problem. Whiskey India 9 Hotel Foxtrot, WI9HF, Chad in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Okay, Chad, please stand by. Now, the station that is from New Jersey with Kilo Mike in your call sign, can you come back now twice phonetically, please?
Whiskey Alpha 2, Kilowatt Mike, WA2KM, Kevin in Trenton, New Jersey.
Got it. All right, let's start with the four that we have, and then I'm going to go back to general check-ins. Starting with you, November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor. So where is the best vacation that you ever spent? Go.
Oh, good afternoon, Lorenzo. Thanks for tuning in. That, you know, it's a tough question. I've been lots of places and enjoyed all of them. Did a lot of traveling with my job. They were almost vacations. But I guess I've got to say when I went on a cruise, we went on a cruise for our honeymoon, and we went out of Miami and went down for 7 days to four stops in the Caribbean. And no stress. Lots of fun. We sat at a table with some older ladies, and they encouraged us to play bingo, and we sat at a table with them for meals, and so we played bingo, and I won bingo. So that paid for all of our drinks and all of our souvenirs and everything else. So I'd have to say the cruise in the Caribbean. Back to you. N4ZCV.
Wow, that is a great, great story. Thank you. Thank you, November 4, Zulu, Charlie, Victor. Looking forward to having a I wouldn't say a similar experience because I don't know what that would have been like, but I would like the excitement from a vacation like the one that you had because that sounds really interesting. I'm sure that's quite a story that you'd like to tell. So thank you. Break with you. Now, Whiskey India 9, Hotel Foxtrot, welcome to the Everything Net. So, where was your best vacation ever?
Well, before I go into that, it's a nice day in Janesville. It's kind of warm for October, which that's okay, though. It's about 84, 85 degrees today. Going down to 62 tonight, which is more like July. So, I think something to global warming. I don't think you don't get fall anymore in Wisconsin. It goes from summer to winter. And then when winter comes, it just hangs on till May. So, but I went to a couple of NFB conventions, which that was my favorite stuff, I could give or take them. There come some weird ideas, and they're too focused on, you know, independence, not asking for help or whatever, so I don't know, whatever. But wasn't too nuts about the NFB conventions in Florida. But I think the best thing I did, I don't go on vacation much. So me and my wife went to Hand to Ham Radio Camp beginning of September. I think that was the best vacation I've ever went on. A lot of cool stuff to do, a lot of radio stuff, a lot of things to do. So that was a lot of fun for a week. Looking forward to that next year. So that's what's going on here. Back to you, Lorenzo. Thanks for doing that for the I-9HF.
And you're welcome, and I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I would love to have a relationship with a lady that likes ham radio like I do. I'm jealous. Just, I'll leave it at that. Thank you for coming to the Everything Net, and look forward to hearing your stories. This is great, man. Break with you. All right, Whiskey Alpha 2 Kilo Mike in New Jersey. Welcome to the net. All right. So, where was your best vacation?
Good afternoon, Lorenzo, and everyone on the net. Currently 78 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful fall day here in the capital of New Jersey, Trenton. You know, I really don't take any vacations myself, and there's a reason for that. Anytime I've been out of the state of New Jersey, it's been on business. I was born and raised at the famous New Jersey Shore, and I currently only live about 30-35 minutes from the ocean right now. So any vacations I need, I just have to jump in the car, go down 195 for about 35 minutes or so, and I'm on the beach. So after, you know, a day's work, I can go on vacation and be back in my bed by 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, ready for the next day, so, especially in the summertime. You know, I spend a lot of time down there. So I guess I would say I'm part-time employed and part-time on vacation. Hi. Back to you, WA2KM.
Wow, thank you. That was Whiskey Alpha 2 Kilo Mike, and I know Jersey. I have friends that used to go to Barnegat Light and other areas right there on the shore. So, yeah, that's a great place to. When you say you were on I-195 and you're 30 minutes away. That brought back memories. Yeah, East Coast, beautiful. Thank you. Break with you. Now, before I go to Whiskey Bravo 9 Chicago Style Pizza, I heard a name, Dale, like they gave a call sign. I'm not sure if it was background noise on Whiskey Alpha 2 Kilo Mike, but in the interest of making sure that that wasn't a train wreck, I'm going to check to see if there's a person by the name of Dale who would like to give his call sign twice phonetically, please. And if not, we'll move on to Richard. So I'm checking now for the person by the first name of Dale. If you're on the net, please give me your call sign twice phonetically, please. And if not, we'll continue on with Richard, and then we'll go back to additional check-ins.
Hey, good afternoon, Net Control. This is Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Trot Echo. Name here is Dale, and I'm out of cloudy, drizzly Roseburg, Oregon.
Gotcha. Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Trot Echo. See, I pulled you out of that, didn't I? All right, give me 1 second, I'm going to get back to you. But right before you was none other than my right hand, Richard, Whiskey Bravo 9, Chicago-style pizza. All right, Richard, tell me, where is the best vacation you ever had? Spit it out.
The BB9CST, well, I'd have to say it was when I went to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. But I think if I had to choose between the coast, the east and the west, I would say for the beach it would be Kitty Hawk, but for the food, entertainment, and driving experience, it would have to be the San Diego area and the San Diego Zoo. A little bit expensive, but yeah. And thanks for picking up the net for me today. And remember, guys, 3-minute timeout timer. Wait 2 seconds before transmitting. Back to you, Arenta, WB9CSC.
Man, you got to love that Chicago-style pizza, man. It's great. Yeah, I know San Diego, and I know a little bit of the area around Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. That was my sister and mom's favorite, one of their favorite places. So, yep, that resonates with something in the family. So thank you for that. As always, Richard, thank you. All right, break with you, and now I'm going to Kilo, Charlie 7, Yankee Foxtrot Echo. Dale, tell me, where's your favorite vacation spot? Cough it up.
Hey, good afternoon there, Net Control. I haven't heard you in the helm before. I'll hand it back to you real quick for your name and call sign so I know who it is there.
Absolutely. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, your Net Control operator here in Anchorage, Alaska. Now that you, oh, that's Alpha Romeo Echo November Zulu Alpha. But I go by both Lorenzo and Arenza because ever since I was a kid, nobody ever said it right. So, but yeah, that's who I am. And I'm also on QRZ. So if you have any additional questions you want to ask me, you can shoot me an email. So back to you. Where was your favorite place to have a vacation? Go.
KK7YAQ, I think you said, or YAG, KK7YFP. Well, I was a member there, Lorenzo, the last year, 2024. I got to make my very first CPAC event over in Seaside, Oregon. And the very first one I was there, and that's how I got the, how I managed to have enough dough on me there to get myself a little Yaesu 65, in, what do they call it? I think it's a FT-65 handheld, at the HRO here in the in our state, and pretty good. I'll tell you what, man, that was a fun trip. But I've been to Seaside before, just not only during summer camps I used to attend up there at Oral Hall Park, and that's located in Sandy, Oregon. So there's a couple of good spots there, you know. Yeah, the CPAC one was really good. I really enjoyed it until Sunday when it started raining to beat the band. So that KK4YAQ, if I'm not mistaken, if I got the call right. If I don't, then correct me on that. KC7YFE, thank you for taking the net this morning, Lorenzo. And keep up the good work. And folks, let's keep coming back because we don't want this net to die. Here it is, KC7YFE, back to the everything net.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. The call sign, though, is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf. My call sign is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf. And no worries. I'm going to get back to you and make sure you hear a lot from me. So don't worry that you missed it. All right, everybody, this is Everything Net. I'm your net control operator. My call sign, again, is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, and I'm checking now for other stations. Other stations, if you have not checked in, please come back now with your call sign twice phonetically, please. Go.
Kilo Echo 9, Alpha Whiskey Yankee, / 6. Kilo Echo 9. Alpha Whiskey Yankee / 6, Rachel, Long Beach, California.
Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee. Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, John, Michigan.
Foxtrot 0, Tango Whiskey Tango, KF0, CWT Tom in Minneapolis.
Okay, I have three stations. Kilo Echo 9, Alpha Whiskey Yankee, that sounds like Rachel. And then there's Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, that sounds like John. And I have Kilo Foxtrot 0, Tango Whiskey Tango. I'm going to get back to you guys in just a second, but there were two other stations I heard that overlapped the three of you. So I'm checking now for other stations, other general stations that have not checked in yet. Please come back now twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Zulu Sierra. Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Zulu Sierra, Scott in Perrysville, Ohio.
Okay, okay, I have four stations. Let's get with those four stations first, and I'm going to check again for other stations. Kilo Echo 9, Alpha Whiskey Yankee, Rachel, where's the best place you ever had a vacation?
This is Kilo Echo 9, Alpha Whiskey Yankee, / 6 in Long Beach, California. That's a really hard choice. And I would have to say, between my trip in 2019 and New Orleans, but if I have to pick, probably the very exciting past trip in 2019, where I decided to go see the nation's history and the nation's power, if you will, the capital. I spent 2 weeks in 6 different states, went down to Philadelphia, to Philly, and did the, I had some friends down there who I met for the first time. I knew some friends down in Philly, like I said, and I had, and I saw Liberty Bell, the Declaration Hall, and the Mint, and a bunch of stuff in Philly. In New York, I did the Statue of Liberty, and Ellis Island, and I actually did the United Nations, which is its own country, but it's in the middle of New York, but they count it as their own country, and I didn't bring my passport book, and somebody said later, well, did you get a stamp? And I was like, oh, no, I didn't, actually. I should have brought my passport. I didn't go to the country, didn't expect I needed it. Let me drop again really quick. And I even had a very fun night in New York. I almost got stranded until we found out there was indeed a train back to New Jersey, where there was staying at the time, and I had some friends that I met up with. And the guy I actually dated for a bit after that, about a year after. and I tried the pizza and the bagels, and oh my goodness, they're very, very, very good. And Chicago-style pizza is also very good, but New York is very different. And, yeah, it was a very exciting trip, and I went over to D.C., Maryland. I actually went to H2, or the headquarters of NFB, before I actually was in it, to Maryland, and then I was in Alexandria to visit Mount Vernon, and I did a bunch of stuff in D.C., which I almost didn't make. I signed up late, and then before my trip, they're like, okay, here you go. You get everything. So that was really fun. It was really exciting. And so, yeah, I really enjoyed it, saw a lot, and learned a lot in that trip, and really, really got exposed to the history of the United States and the power structures and stuff like that. Anyway, this is Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Whiskey Yankee off the coast of Long Beach. Well, off the coast of Los Angeles County, coastal city of Long Beach, California. Back to net control.
Wow, as always, thank you, Rachel. And for the other stations, don't worry, I'm about to get to you, too. This is a great, great occasion. We're talking about the best place you ever had a vacation, and Rachel just gave us a line-by-line, a play-by-play. Love it. I had similar travel experiences, too. Wait till you guys hear mine, by the way. And I think that is wonderful, and I look forward to doing something like what you did within the next 12 months. Also, I know Long Beach. My friends live off of Ocean Drive, and I have this hobby of collecting sand everywhere I go. So, yeah, I'm a sand trapper. This is great news. I like that. Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. Look forward to talking to you during the 73 round, too, as well. All right. Break with you, Rachel. And now I'm going to Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee. That's John out of Michigan. And for the other stations, I'm about to get to you soon, so hold tight. You're listening to the Everything Net. John, where is the best place you had a vacation? Spit it out.
Well, I would have to say probably the most enjoyable one I had was I went down to Speed Week at Daytona some number of years ago, back around 2000 or something like, no, not 2000, quite a few years ago, but it was when they had the original racing without all the different things they do nowadays. And I was there for a week with three friends in my motorhome, and a campground sponsored by a camping group. So there was like 20, 30 of us down there, and then they would bus us into Daytona every day for your all the different races, the trucks and the cars and the stock cars and all that. And it was the first year that the trucks raced for Daytona. So that was a really great race. And except for that's the one of the drivers got hurt pretty bad when his truck exploded when it hit the wall. But it was a great week. We spent the nights in Daytona searching the bars and spent the days at the tracks looking for racing. So we were there for about a week. Never had to worry about transportation. It was a blast. So I'm going to say that was my favorite one. Although I've liked a lot of my vacations. I've really had a lot of good vacations from California to Death Valley to the Idaho, North Dakota, Deadwood. I mean, just a lot of really good vacations, but I'm going to have to say Speed Week at Daytona was my absolute favorite.
Woohoo! I like that. I like that a lot. I'm going to have to do that. I know Daytona. I know that whole area in Volusia County, Florida. I used to race my friends on International Speedway Boulevard. Shh, don't tell anybody. So, yes. Speed Week in Daytona, it's good stuff. I look forward to telling more stories about what happened when I was in Florida. You guys will love it. But in the meantime, John, thank you for coming on the Everything Net today. I hope you have a wonderful time, and stick around so you can hear my favorite places. break with you. And now I'm going to Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Tango, Whiskey Tango out of Minnesota. And for the other stations, stand by. I'm one away from getting to you. This is the Everything Net. I'm your net control operator, Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf. And now, so what say you, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Tango, Whiskey Tango? Where's your favorite place that you had a vacation? Go.
Fairly well traveled, but probably the best vacation I've ever taken was when I took my kids to the New World. Just flew by, had probably the best time of my life, and I just gotta say, they didn't really know what they're doing down there. I didn't expect it to be my favorite vacation of all time, but it really turned out to be. Camp Zero TWT, back to that.
Okay, the place that you took the kids, but I didn't hear the name of the place. Can you come back with the location, the QTH of where you took them over?
New World.
Yes, yes, that is really good stuff as well. I have nephews and nieces. I plan to spoil them rotten by taking them to that place. My sister has no idea. So, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm laughing because you have to picture, like, the Griswolds and then the kids getting into trouble. So there you have it. My niece and nephew are pretty much like that, like a National Lampoon's Vacation situation. But thank you. Thank you for telling us that. And I look forward to hearing more stories if you have to tell them. Break with you for a moment. And I'm going now to Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Zulu Sierra, and that's Scott. And for the other station, stand by. I'm calling all of you guys next. Scott, what say ye? Where is your favorite vacation spot? Where was it?
Yeah, good afternoon, Lorenzo, and everybody else on the net. This is the second week I've checked in. I think about 10 years ago, my best vacation was with another ham friend of mine, Slice Elmer. His son and friend wanted to walk the Appalachian Trail. So we took off and we went up to the Shenandoah Mountains in West Virginia for about a week. His kids, his son and friends, they walked the trail, and we just set up some G5 RVs and G5 RV juniors and played radio while they overdid themselves walking on the trail. Other than that, don't have nothing else. It's a good net. Really enjoy this net. So 7-3s and back to the net.
Scott, I'm envious of you because I have relatives that talked about the Appalachian Trail, and the fact that you had G5 RVs, that's just not fair. That's not fair. And for those of you that haven't been to West Virginia, it's very beautiful places up there. And your Elmer, I'm sure, was a great, great person. And look forward to hearing stories about that in the future. All right, Scott, do have yourself a great time. Stick around for the 73-round break with you. This is Kilo Kilo 4 Romeo Yankee Golf. My gosh, hearing these stories is not only bringing back memories, but it's also giving me a chance to write down where I'm going to go next. So I'm checking out for other general stations, If you haven't checked into the Everything Net, now's your time. Please come back now with your call sign twice phonetically, please. General check-ins for the Everything Net. I'm your net control operator, Kilo Kilo 4 Romeo Yankee Golf, and I'm checking for other general check-ins. General check-ins, please come now.
Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike. Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike.
Zulu Yankee, Quebec, Joe Cliff, touch at Michigan.
Whiskey 3, Romeo Charlie. Whiskey 3, Romeo Charlie. Northeast Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay, before I go any further, the station that ends in Quebec from Michigan, can you give me your call sign twice phonetically, please? And then I'm going to look for, I want to say it's Whiskey 3 Romeo Charlie from Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm going to start with the station ending in Quebec from Michigan. Please come back now with your call sign. You got overlap not so much by the person, but by the system. But I got your the last letter in your call sign. Please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
Yeah, net control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan.
Okay, got it. Now stand by. And I'm checking out to the other station, Whiskey, and I want to say Whiskey 3 Romeo Charlie out of Northeast Pennsylvania. Please come back now with your call sign twice phonetically, please.
Whiskey 3 Romeo Charlie, Whiskey 3 Romeo Charlie. My name is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. Backing up.
Gotcha. All right, stand by. I have three stations, Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike, Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, and Whiskey 3, Romeo, Charlie. Before I get to those three, I want to make sure that I got everybody on that last transmission because it overlaps with station identification as well as someone else that was also talking behind you guys. So for the other stations that did not check in, please come back now with your call sign twice phonetically, please, and then I'll start out with Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, Orenza, looking for other check-ins before we get to the ones that have already checked in. Please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
Yes, Whiskey 2, India, November, Foxtrot. Whiskey 2, India, November, Foxtrot. Jack in Central Pennsylvania.
Net control, November Sierra 9 Golf. November Sierra 9 Golf.
Okay. Okay, we'll stop there. All right, I have the Whiskey, okay, I have Whiskey 2, India, November Foxtrot, Jack in Pennsylvania, and then I have November Sierra, 9 Golf. I got you. So please, other stations, please stand by. I'm going to come back to you in a second because I did hear transmission overlap, and I got you. Don't worry. So going back up to the top of the list, Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike. Where is the best place you had a vacation?
Well, I'm going to have to go back to in Saskatchewan. There's a place called Grasslands National Park. It's a Canadian national park, and it's one of the dark sky preserves. So you see the most beautiful stars, and you get the natural Canadian prairie. It's definitely a place that you stop and enjoy the quiet. So I'd have to say Grasslands National Park in Saskatchewan.
All right, if you're trying to make me envious, you did a very good job. My college girlfriend and I used to always talk about Saskatchewan. It was probably the best province in Canada when it comes to scenery, in my opinion, even though some people would debate that, but you have to go to Saskatchewan and Saskatoon. But, yeah, that's very, very beautiful turf. Thank you for bringing that up because now you remind me that's the place I have to go to next when I go to Canada. All right. Stick around for the 73 round, and I look forward to hearing more stories about that as well. All right, break with you, and now I'm going to Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, out of Michigan. Where is your best vacation? Cough it up.
Yeah.
couldn't hear a word you said. It sounded like all static. Try again. Maybe move your antenna in a different direction, but that was all static. I heard you transmitting, but less than 1% came out intelligible. So if you can, please try that again. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf. What say ye? All right, let's try again. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec out of Michigan. Your transmission didn't come in clear. Try again. So where was the best place you had a vacation? Over. Okay, nothing heard. I'm going to come back to him. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but I got him. So I'm going to check back here in a second. Going on to Whiskey 3 Romeo Charlie, where's the best place you had a vacation? You're listening to the Everything Net.
Well, good afternoon, Hector Carroll, and everyone on the net, Whiskey 3 Radio Charlie. Let's see, that's kind of hard. I've been to 68 different countries, and you know, I've kind of enjoyed a lot of the places I've been to. I have to say that pretty much most of my most favorite places are anywhere that's got a beach and water. So probably a lot of my Caribbean trips, Bermuda, Bahamas, Dominican, etc. And even like on the coast of Mozambique over there with the Indian Ocean waters. Pattaya, Thailand, that was fun. Those are some beautiful waters and beaches. That's about, yeah. I don't think I really have one. As long as there's a beach and there's water, I'm happy. I'm pretty simple like that, I guess. Back to net with that, W3RK. And you can mark me in and out. I will be home in about 5 minutes, so probably won't make the 7-3 round. Back to net.
Hey, Lorenzo, start the 7-3 round at 250 WB9CSB.
I got you. Hold on 1 second, Richard. Thank you. I want to say thanks to Whiskey 3, Romeo Charlie. I had a similar experience. I'm also a diver. So hearing what you were saying, that's great stuff. And, again, I can't wait to tell my story here in a second. But, yeah, absolutely. And I will get back with you in the near future. I have you marked in as in and out. So thanks for coming to the Everything Net break with you. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf. Before I move any forward, I'm going to check with Richard. Richard jumped in just a minute there. Richard, anything you wanted to say before I get to the other stations? Over.
Yeah, WB9CSP. Start the 7-3 round at 250 and then ask for late catch and close up. I think you got the preamble or the postamble to close up.
All right. I will do that at 50 minutes after the hour, and I will also check for the late preamble in my email. But, yeah, for the most part, got you covered. All right. I'm going to check now for, I'm going to go back and check for Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. If he does not respond, I'm going to move forward and get to Whiskey 2 Indian November Foxtrot. So Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, I didn't get your first transmission, so tell me, where's the best place you had a vacation? Over.
Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Apologize for trying to get in, but with an HT, nature called and I had to make a move. Mine would be all-inclusive carnival cruise out of Florida to the Bahamas. Everything included with my wife when she was alive was the best vacation I ever had. Back to that, KE4ZYQ, I'll copy.
I copy you well, and my condolences to the Mrs. And what can I say? Carnival Cruise Line to the Bahamas. Bahamas is one of the best places to visit. Wow. So what an amazing story. I can only imagine the kind of fun you guys had. And I'm very glad to have you and look forward to the 73 round. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee Quebec, thanks for coming back in. Do have yourself a great time and break with you. And I'm going now to Whiskey 2, India, November Foxtrot. Jack out of Pennsylvania. Jack, where is the best place you had a vacation? Over.
Well, it had to be 38 years ago, more or less. My wife and I were on there, my fiancé, I should say. At that point, we're traveling in France. I took her to France. I worked for a French company, so it was kind of neat. And we drove all the way around, wound up on the airplane going over, wound up on the Mediterranean having dinner. Beautiful weather, not a cloud in the sky. The Mediterranean was as smooth as glass. And my wife said to me, "Hey, this my back was to the Mediterranean." My wife said, "There's something funny happening. Is the moon was rising, a full moon, and we happened to sit through a total lunar eclipse. Absolutely amazing experience." Back to that W2IN.
There aren't too many people who have seen lunar eclipses. I've pitch shift box so that I couldn't, so I didn't have to look directly to see the solar eclipse. But the lunar eclipse are very beautiful. The fact that you had a lunar eclipse experience makes me very jealous. I'm going to be looking for places to have lunar eclipse sightings. I don't care if it's in Timbuktu. I'm going to be over there. I might even transmit that. "Hi, guys. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, checking out a lunar eclipse." Yeah, I just might do it. I'm just that crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Just that crazy. Well, Whiskey 2, India, November Foxtrot, thanks for being here on Everything Net. We're getting close to the 73 round. And before I check for other stations, I'm going to look for November Sierra 9 Golf. And then after you, I'm going to check one more time for stations, and then I'm going to switch to the 73 round. So November Sierra 9 Golf, what say ye? Where's the best place you had a vacation?
Welcome to everybody. This is NS9E. Name here is Stephen with a BH here in Palmyra, New Jersey, which is right near Philadelphia. Well, let's see, vacation-wise, well, there's two. We went to Maui, and we went to Venice, Italy on vacation. And for work, I was sent to Geneva, Switzerland for 2 weeks. And for the second week, my wife joined me, and the Monday of the second week was the equivalent of their Labor Day. So we had a long 3-day weekend, so we were able to take the rental car and do some traveling up into the Alps, and we went to Gruyere where they make the cheese, and we went to the hot air balloon capital of the world. I can't remember what town it was in, somewhere near Gruyere, I believe. It was a lot of fun. So, let's see, what else do I have? That's about it. Well, our future home will be in Southwest Florida, so that'll be kind of like a vacation. So, with that, I'll send it back to Net Control. I probably will not be here for the 73 round, and this is NS9T.
All right, NS9G, thanks for coming. I'm going to tell you first that I know that area very well. I've been to Geneva, Switzerland, also known as Genève, and I stayed in Annemasse, which is just on the outskirts of Geneva. And I speak French, and I had an opportunity to go to those places as well. Maui is a trip. I'm more of a Honolulu person. I got certified diving in Waikiki and Honolulu, and I used to go over to Maui and hang out with my friends. And Venice, it's a trip. If anybody takes a trip to any European country, I recommend Italy first. I had my best pizza in Fiumicino, which is a fishing village right near the airport. All right. With that said, break with you, November Sierra 9 Golf. Look forward to talking to you in the future. And I'm checking now for other general stations. And if I don't hear any, we're going to go to the 73 round. But other general stations, please come now with your call sign twice, phonetically, please. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, your net control operator on the Everything Net.
Kilo Delta 9, Victor Tango Uniform, KD 9, VTU.
Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike, KC 5 FM, over.
All right, I have two stations. Kilo Delta 9, Victor Tango Uniform, and Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike. All right, starting with Kilo Delta 9, Victor Tango Uniform. This is KK4RYG, your net control operator. Where is the best place you had a vacation? Spit it out.
This is Peter here from Delavan Lake, Wisconsin. And the best place actually is any place where there's a beach and water, like one of the other people said. But the Bahamas was my favorite place to be. Beautiful water, beautiful place to be. The people are just amazing. So I guess the Bahamas would be my answer. KD9, VTU, back to net.
Copy that. Just so you know, I have similar feelings when it comes to beaches. And I recommend that next time you have a chance to go to any beaches, it's down in actually Gulf Shores, Alabama. It's like a hidden gem, and most people don't know about that place. But if you get a chance, stop by Gulf Shores, Alabama. Just, you know, if you're traveling by car, take Interstate 10 to Highway 59 and take that road all the way till it dead ends. And you'll be in Gulf Shores. And it's one of the best hidden gems in terms of beaches. So keep that in mind. All right. Break with you, and now I'm going to Kilo Charlie 5 Foxtrot Mike. Kilo Charlie 5 Foxtrot Mike. What say ye? Where's the best place you had a vacation?
Well, that depends. That really depends. This is Casey's on the phone. The best vacation that I had was a trip to Scandinavia. Flew into Sweden, went over to Finland, went back to Sweden, to Denmark, back to Sweden, and flew back 15 days of solo getting around Northern Europe and Scandinavia. With my favorite wife, we went to Tybee Beach, near Savannah, Georgia. We used to like go to Pensacola Beach, but we ended up on a trip over to Tybee Beach and fell in love with it. And the most recent best vacation was to Maine, and the beaches up there are amazing too. So don't write off Maine for beaches. It's good, and they have lobster, all the lobster you can eat in Maine. So there you have my three cases on the over.
Wow, that's quite a story. Looking forward to hearing more about the part about Maine. I have friends that live in Lewiston, Auburn, Maine, and I know about Eastport and Chalet. But right there in the southern tip of Maine, there is a lot of lobster. And guys, if you ever... if you ever go to Maine, eat lobster, is going to blow your mind. And then that thing that you were talking about in Savannah, the beaches, a little bit more inland, there's a lot of crabs there, and there are stores that sell like 2 dozen crabs for $20. And they have this guy there called the Crab Man who goes around and catches crabs all over the Savannah area, Wayne County, you name it. I've been all up in there, and let me tell you, their seafood is pretty immaculate. And Pensacola, well, that's right down by Gulf Shores. So when I was telling you earlier November Sierra 9 Golf, that's one of the best places also to go. I mean, I have stories for you. And in Scandinavia, you took a 15-day trip. I took a month trip for a work assignment. I stayed in Stockholm. There's nothing like the Scandinavian territories. So you guys get your passports ready, because that's the first place I recommend outside of the United States if you want to go. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf. We're now in the 73 round, but I'm going to take any new check-ins that didn't get a chance to check in during the regular session. So now in the 73 round, I'm looking for any stations that didn't have a chance to check in before. Please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please. Okay, nothing heard. So I'm going to start out with Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Delta. Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Delta, welcome to the 73 round. Anything you want to add about the best vacation you ever took? Anything else you want to tell us? Over.
Yeah, I don't know about the best vacation, but I did take my father to Alaska, and he really loved it up there. He wanted to get to go on a glacier and go to Denali and halibut fishing, and he wanted to do something he wanted to do his whole life, and I'm just glad I was able to do it. And 73s, and I'm happy to hear so many people checking into the net, and AB8MD, and I will send it back in that control.
You know, I got to tell you guys, I've lived in Alaska for over 31 years, and I haven't had a dull moment yet. I haven't had a moment where I wished I stayed in another place in the country. Alaska is spectacular. If you're a guy who likes adventure, there is nothing boring about this place. Even on my worst day, Alaska is still amazing. I'm sitting here thinking when he said that, and that's definitely one of the trips you want to take. And, guys, if you do want to take a trip, plan 6 months in advance, go to AlaskaAir.com. You'll thank me. AlaskaAir.com. All right. A break with you, Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Delta. Glad to have you here. Look forward to talking to you in the near future. Thanks for coming to Everything Net. November 4, Zulu, Charlie Victor. You were telling us about the cruise, but is there anything you want to add about the best vacation you ever had? Over. Okay, nothing heard there. All right, let's talk about Whiskey India 9 Hotel Foxtrot. Anything in addition you want to add about your best vacation ever?
Thanks for doing that, Lorenzo. And not really. Other than that, it's going to be a yearly thing, hopefully. ADAM is a great organization if people like to join up. If you have a disability, I think you can join even if you don't have a disability, I think. But it's a great organization. It's the only ham club or organization I've ever been to that I actually feel like I can be me. I accept it 100%. Everybody else, everywhere else I go, I'm like, oh, you're blind, so you don't fit in. So, but anyway, that's my plug for Handy Ham. But nothing else really to add today. Other than that, I am using the Vita system here in Janesville. That's linked to one of my other systems in Madison, Wisconsin. So we have a couple county-wide coverage system here. Going to expand that, hopefully, if I get my other pair for the third site. So that'll add on another good chunk of Wisconsin. So hopefully get more check-ins from Wisconsin. Thanks for doing it, Lorenzo. Back to net 73, everyone.
We had 100 hours. Mostly.
Okay, and thank you. Before I let you go, I forgot to tell you guys where my favorite place was. And if you're listening, I want you to take note about what I'm saying. The favorite place in the United States that I had a vacation was in South Alabama, in Mobile and Baldwin counties for Mardi Gras. If you have about a month to spare in the month of January and February, actually in February to be more specific, you might want to look in going to a Mardi Gras in the state of Alabama, both in Mobile and Baldwin counties. They have about, I want to say, they have about 30 festivals, 30 parties every day. It's crazy. So just wanted to throw that in there. It was one of the best vacations I ever had. It was 1 month in the state of Alabama in Mobile or Baldwin counties, and it's amazing. If you want to know more, email me at kilo4rummyofyankeegolf@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to tell you the stories about that. But, all right. With that said, I'm going forward now to Whiskey Alpha 2, Kilo Mike. Love the stories about the New Jersey shoreline. So anything else you want to add here in the 73 round? Go ahead.
In Barney get late. That's where I was born. And spent many times climbing that tower, you know, Barney get late. And now spend a lot of time either in Belmar or Point Pleasant Beach. So there you have it with that. Ended up moving to Trenton when I was about 14, 15 years old. My father took a job with the city of Trenton, and we had to move because he came up with the bright idea of something called a residency law. And if you worked in the city of Trenton, you had to live there. And why he came up with that when I was quite happy chasing the girls on the beach and going to get laid, I don't know. So, 73s to everybody. And everybody have a good rest of the day and a good weekend. And enjoy the warm weather wherever you're at because winter is not too far behind. WA2KM from the capital of New Jersey, Trenton. Bye-bye.
And I hope you have a great time, too. And I just want to tell you, my ex-girlfriend is from Jackson's Mills off of Heisen Road. So I know about Jersey. And I also know about the beautiful people that are running on the beach there. So a shout out to you. Big time salute. It's a place you definitely want to go. Thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to talking to you more about Jersey. So don't forget, my email is kilokilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com. Please use it at your earliest and expedient convenience. All right, break with you. And now I'm going to Chicago-style pizza. Richard, welcome back. Anything else you want to add about your trip to either San Diego or Kitty Hawk, North Carolina? Okay, spit it out.
Well, I do miss the weather, but I don't have too much else to add. I'll send you the password so you can disconnect everything once the net's over, and I also sent you the preamble. So back to you, Arenza. WB9, Chicago-style pizza, mobile.
All right, that was Whiskey Bravo 9's Chicago-style pizza. Richard, as always, thank you for being here on the net. Look forward to talking to you here in the near future. I mean, like, real near. All right, back to Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Foxtrot Echo Dale. Anything else you want to add about CPAC or Seaside, Oregon? Tell me, what's going on? Okay, I think he left us for today. That's great, though. I'm glad we had a chance to talk to him. Okay, Kilo Echo 9, Alpha, Whiskey Yankee. Rachel, if you're still with us, anything else you want to add? I mean, your story about taking the nation's history trip really caught my attention. You know, you being there in Long Beach, that must have been something. So anything else you want to add about your favorite vacation spot? Go ahead.
Yes, I think I do. So I have some tips. First off, I cannot say enough good things about the UN. I know a lot of people have stuff to criticize them about.
Summer.
But besides the politics, which I'll keep it light here, they are actually quite accommodating. I walked in, and I didn't actually tell them I was disabled or blind. You know, I thought about it. And so I walked in, and I said, well, I'm blind. I need some help. a lot of places have stuff to say or stuff to moan about. The United Nations 3 minutes top got me some help. Maybe 5 minutes, but you know, very quickly, didn't protest, was like, no problem, we'll get somebody right now. And so it was, they definitely practice what they preach, and it's quite a good place to visit. The second tip I can think of, and I might think of more when I'm talking, is in Washington, D.C. Let me drop for a moment. Is that you want to reserve early, about half a year to 9 months, or as soon as you want to go, but just be early because D.C. fills up very quickly, especially when, for your congressman. That's the best way to go. You do not have to pay. I don't know, in the Trump era, they still have these things, but you go to your congressman's website and you go to want to visit Washington, D.C., and you check a couple boxes, and if you get through, then you get to go and visit, and it's a very interesting thing. I happened to email my congressperson, and I'm blind, and they were able to give me a private tour of the Capitol building. They said the White House was a self-guided tour, and I was like, imagine Rachel getting lost in the White House. So they assigned the same aide to help me out. I think it was returning emails. And so, yeah, I also did a touch tour at the Library of Congress, which was very good. This was all arranged by this person. But yeah, and if you're blind, they allow you to go inside in Philly, the Liberty Bell, like the ropes, and touch it. So that was very, very cool. And the Library of Congress, they let you go up and touch the, and give me one. Touch the, they have a glass melded art thing to let you touch, has like a picture of Minerva. And that was, it was actually really cool. So, yeah, and I went by myself. I was in my mid-20s, totally blind, you know, can't see. Made a trip across. It was actually my first big trip. I wanted to see if I could do it, and I was pretty sure I could. But, so, yeah, some places I have to fight harder than others, like the Bureau of Engraving. And the mint, they didn't give me any help, so, but there was enough people in the end of the hallway that I asked if somebody would walk and describe things. Not my meta glasses would be cooler, but, well, I'm not making that trip anytime soon, unfortunately. Anyway, this is Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Whiskey Yankee / 6. I can hang around, so if you want to ask questions, feel free. Anyway, this is Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Whiskey Yankee / 6 Set to Net Control.
What a story. Thank you. Wow. I don't know too many people who've actually touched the ropes of the Liberty Bell or had that experience at the Library of Congress. I did, but not like you did. Oh, my gosh. I still have my library card from the Library of Congress. How about that, you know? All right, now, before we get to the next station, there was someone that tried to check in, and I heard the word summer. So if you are a station that didn't get a chance to check in to the 73 round, I'll grab you now before I get back to Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar Yankee. So for the station that said the word summer, or if you are another station that didn't get a chance to check in, please come down twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
I was waiting there, but didn't come back there. VE5, RJM, Victor Echo 5, Romeo, Juliet, Mike, late check-in here. Sorry about that. Connected late here. So I have nothing to comment. comment or no traffic. Back to net.
Okay, stand by Whiskey Echo 5, Romeo, Juliet, Mike. I'll give you a chance to come in on the 73 round. I know you have nothing just yet, but what we're talking about here on this everything net is, where was your best vacation? Like, when you took a vacation in the past, where was the best, the one that you would consider the best? We just heard from Kilo Echo 9 Alpha Whiskey Yankee, and her stories rival the best. And she actually got me thinking about going to D.C., but that's another story. But I'm going to Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar Yankee, John. He talked about Speed Week in Daytona. And I know Volusia County, Florida very well because my granddad's from there. But I wanted to know if he wanted to add anything to his speeding story. So what say you, John, if you're still with us here in the 73 round, anything you want to add to what you said earlier?
But probably to a place that not only have you never heard of, I can be sure you've never been. And that is Shemya, S-H-E-M-Y-A, I believe is the correct spelling, Alaska, which is almost within short rifle range of Siberia in the Aleutian Islands. It's one of the last group of Aleutian Islands. And I spent a year out there on a small 2x4 mile island, 2 miles by 4 miles. And in the 1970s, before they started shutting down, it also had the dew line on it, the distant early morning that the Air Force operated. And it had us on there, which I won't talk about. And we spent a year there. It was 1,000 drunk Air Force men, and 199 drunk Army. There was one guy that wasn't drunk in the Army. So there was 1,000 Air Force and 200 Army on the island for a year. And there was a woman behind every tree. That was the old joke, because it was a windswept island, so there was tundra, but no trees. But we had a lot of fun. There was a lot of fun on the island, a lot of stuff to do. But I was just willing to bet that you probably not only have never heard of it, but I know you've never been there. What do you say? W-A-T-Y.
Well, I'm going to start out by saying, yes, I have not been there, but I know of it, and I speak the language. But, yeah, I know about that place. There are people that fly into Anchorage that talk about the Aleutian chain all the time. I have friends that live in Adak. And I have friends that live in the Pogoloff Islands, Savuna. So I'm aware. But, yeah, Aleut and Siberian Yupik are two dialects that I know something of. And hopefully this time next year I'll be fluent in Siberian Yupik. I speak Alaskan Yupik and two dialects, Chupik and Yupik, which is another story. But, yes, I'm very aware. And leave it to me, within the next 12 months I will be out there. Good fishing there, too, by the way. All right, and look forward to telling you stories. Send me an email at kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com, and I look forward to continuing that conversation because it's going to blow your mind. All right, break with you. Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Tango Whiskey Tango out of Minnesota. Anything else you want to add to what your favorite place to have, your favorite place that you've been to, rather? Back to you.
KF0TWG, Minneapolis. Yeah, I'd say, Walter's New World in Florida is just a happy place. And if you've never been there, you should go. I also took a trip a few years ago to Oklahoma.
Direct United Peter Bender, Oklahoma. KFCO-CWT, next to that.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, sir. Disney World is in a class by a class by itself. And when you bring up Oklahoma, I don't know if you guys follow college football, but the Sooners are now members of the Southeastern Conference in college football, and they are no joke. That crimson and white is very strong. And if you ever want to see how a college football game really looks like, go to the University of Oklahoma, and you will be very impressed. Oklahoma is now a threat in the Southeastern Conference in college football. You guys will love it. So thank you for that one, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Tango Whiskey Tango. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, staying break with you, and I look forward to talking to you about that in the future. Going now to Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Juliet Sierra. Scott, if you're still with us, anything else you want to add? Your story about the Appalachian Trail made me wonder, and the fact that you were with the Elmer Sun, what stories you could tell. And I know you got lots of pictures. So come back now with any additional information about your favorite place. Okay, he must have left for the day. Well, I'm going to miss him. All right, moving on to Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango Mike. VE5 DTM, I like the story that you gave us about Saskatchewan and the fact that I have to go to that national park out of memory of things that I liked to do when I was younger. Anything else you want to add? Back to you.
You know, the bright stars and stuff, everybody misses out so much from you know, being with all that light pollution, and there's something calming to the soul just being out in the night and the cool breeze. There is also the National Parks of Canada has these little things called Otentics. They're basically kind of like an A-frame tent house that you can rent. There's only five or six of them there, but it you can kind of live your life in luxury while you're out there, relatively speaking.
You know, 100%, you got a point there. And the other thing, too, is one of my favorite childhood movies was called The Last Starfighter. And what I liked about that movie is that there was this romantic scene of the guy and the girl together, and they were looking at the stars. And when you were telling me about Saskatchewan and the national park, I was wondering, man, maybe they should have took the film here and gazed at the stars, because it's clear. See, when you get to the northern hemisphere of the Earth, you really see things from a very crisp perspective, especially during cold weather. Here in Alaska, we have that as well as the northern light. So I envy you because I haven't done that in Saskatchewan. So thank you. Thank you for coming on the net today, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future. My email, of course, is kilokilo4romeoyankeegolf @gmail.com, and I would like to continue that story because I like to do stargazing, and I got a plan. I have a plan, Dobsonian telescope plan. But anyway, we'll get to that later. All right, moving on to Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, out of Michigan. We heard his story about the carnival to the Bahamas and his late wife. Thank you, by the way, for telling us, and my condolences still. Anything else you want to add about that trip over?
I'm here to disconnect stuff now. I ran for WB9CST. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay, Rich, I heard you, but give me a second. I'm looking now for Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Anything else you want to add to what happened in the Bahamas? Over. Okay, nothing heard. He's also gone for today. And then we have Whiskey 3, Romeo Charlie, out of Northeast Pennsylvania. He's in and out, so he's gone for now. So I'm looking now for Whiskey 2, India November Foxtrot, W2INF. Jack, your stories, they caught my attention as well. I mean, the lunar eclipse, come on. Not too many people have that experience. Like the guy in Saskatchewan, I always wanted to do stargazing there. So anything else you want to add about your favorite place? All right, nothing heard. And then November Sierra 9 Golf also did in and out. One of his favorite places was Southwest Florida that he's going to move to. I'm hoping that that's Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Naples area. I'm going to check to see if he's still in there, but if he's not, it's because he already left. He did mention that he was leaving right after he transmitted. So, Stephen, if you're still with us, please come back now. Anything in addition you want to tell about your favorite place? Over. Okay, nothing heard. Like I said, he'd taken off. All right, now I'm checking out for Kilo Delta 9 Victor Tango Uniform. Peter, anything else you want to add about the favorite places that you went to? You said anywhere with the beach. Did you get my recommendation on Gulf Shores? Over.
I should ask my weather forecasting friend down in Birmingham. And, you know, maybe him and I can stop by there and see what's going on in the Gulf Shores. I know he's been there to cover hurricanes and things like that, but it would be nice to be there when it's calm and the waters are clear. KD9, VTU 73, back to net.
I got to tell you from experience, Gulf Shores during the spring and summer months all the way up to even now, it's hard to beat. Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, that entire peninsula all the way over to Pensacola. Between Pensacola and Gulf Shores and Baldwin County are some of the best scenery that you could ever see. It looks weird when you get towards Mobile, but and Dolphin Island is an exception. But it's right out there, too. But if you go to Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, remember to take Interstate 10 to Highway 59 and go south until it dead ends. Also, if you're coming down from Interstate 65, you're going to cross over Interstate 10 on your way there. So 59 really starts off of Interstate 65. So when you go down Highway 65, You get off and you take Highway 59 all the way until it dead ends. You can miss going through Mobile to come back eastbound. You could just go right to it. So 69 to 59 if you're driving from, say, Birmingham, because Interstate 65 goes there. So don't forget, if you have any questions, email me at kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com. All right, break with you, and I'm checking now for the last station. Before I get to Victor Echo 5 Romeo Juliet Mike, KC5 FM, anything you want to add to your best places to go? We heard about Scandinavia, your 15-day trip, the beach in Savannah, and you were talking about Pensacola and Maine. Anything else you want to add?
Well, it's good for an addition. Speaking of Birmingham and speaking of weather, I hope your favorite person in Birmingham is W04W. He's a friend of mine. And W04W there in Birmingham, favorite weather guy. And I heard about a Washington, D.C., a couple of things. I took my favorite daughter and late son to D.C. with my favorite wife, and they got to stay in their senator's office, and my favorite wife told my favorite daughter, you're getting to do stuff that most Americans don't get to do, and that's stand in their senator's office. I don't know if you remember promisekeepers.org, and the Million Man event in D.C., and I took a group of guys from Oklahoma for that. And we did a replaying at the Pyramid of the Unknown at Arlington. And we did our thing in D.C., found a motel inside the beltway that wasn't a nominal leg to stay in, and had a nice time. It was a memorable, very memorable event. And we left the mall cleaner than we found it. Promise Keepers did that at least. KC5FM, over.
Wow, thank you for telling me about Promise Keepers. I'm going to have to check that out. And it's always best to leave a place better than where you found it. So your message is well received there, and look forward to, you know, doing my civic duties to make sure that no matter what I do, I'm going to make sure that the place is better than the way I saw it when I came in. All right, break with you and look forward to talking to you. Don't forget, my email is kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com. If you want to let me know some other things, too, I'll be more happy to listen in. All right, or read in, rather. All right, now I'm checking for Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, VE5RJM. What say ye? What's your favorite place, you know, that you've ever been to?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for passing back here to me, VE5RJM. Yeah, you know, kind of kicking myself. I forgot to connect up earlier. Really like the subject here and listening to everyone's ideas of what their favorite place was to go on a vacation. So that's just super great. There's many places in the world a person can go and visit, that's for sure. You probably don't have a lifetime to go and see them all. That's another thing, part of the money. But I guess for me, the favorite vacation spots would be a trip that we had taken as a family on the east. That was probably our best trip. Took 5 weeks off and just toured the east coast, the Atlantic provinces in Canada here, and a lot of great history and a lot of great things to see there in the east coast. So. Been to Vancouver as well many times, camped out in the big woods there, in the big trees, the redwoods there, and that was fun as well. And like I say, there's lots of places. Been to Mexico and a number of other places in the world, but like I say, probably the best would have been that East Coast one that we had taken as a family many years ago. So I'd like to go back there again, I suppose, and do that. Camping in our national parks, yeah, I really enjoy stuff like that, and provincial parks, being outdoors, really enjoy that in the summertime. So our summers here go by fast, so we try to take advantage of things like that as much as we can. So other than that, that's all I have there for net, and appreciate you taking the time there to check me in there. So back to net. I've connected here, by the way, on All-Star. So I think you said that was the best way to connect there to you guys. So connecting a little bit differently today. Anyways, 73 all, and I'll continue to listen. All great places of vacations people have taken around the world there. Back to net. This is V5RJM, Ramsey and North Saskatchewan.
All right, V5RJM. This is KK4RYG. I'm going to tell you, your stories about British Columbia, I don't know if you had a chance to go there, but it's called Bouchard Gardens, BU, Bravo Uniform Tango Charlie Hotel Alpha Romeo Tango, Bouchard Gardens. I hope you get a chance to go there if you haven't been there already, because I'm assuming that you went around British Columbia, but if you haven't, put that on your list. And as far as the Atlantic side of the Canadian landscape, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, I got to tell you, those are my hit pieces, because in the state of Maine, if you take Interstate 95 all the way to the end, You go right up to Chalet and Eastport, and you cross right over into New Brunswick, Canada. And I also want to ride on the Cat, if it still exists, which is a boat that goes from Ball Harbor, Maine, to Halifax, Nova Scotia. I have a big history with Halifax, Nova Scotia. If you want to know what that is, send me an email at kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com. It will absolutely blow your mind, completely out of left field. All right. That was the last station in the 73 round. I'm going to check now for any late check-ins. Are there any other stations that would like to check in to the Everything Net? This is Kilo Kilo 4 Romeo Yankee Golf, your net control operator, and I'm checking now for any other stations. Any other stations, please come out twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
Dennis, you're not making it too well, just so you know. Arenza, that was Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India India, Dennis.
All right, I got him. I got Kilo Echo 8, and then you filled in the blank. So I'm going to get back to him in a second. But I'm checking now for other general check-ins. If you have not checked into the Everything yet, now is your chance. If you're listening to me live, please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, your net control operator of the Everything Net. And I'm checking out for other stations. Other stations, please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
Victor Echo 5, Hotel Alpha Romeo. Victor Echo 5, Hotel Alpha Romeo.
Okay, all stations, please stand by, please stand by. I got Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India India, and I think that's Dennis, I believe. And then I have Victor Echo 5, Hotel Alpha Romeo. Starting with Dennis, if you can hear us, tell me, what is your favorite place? Where is the best place you took a vacation? Oh, my gosh. I think we lost him, Richard. I'll reach back around for him again. But in the meantime, I'm going to go to Victor Echo 5, Hotel Alpha Romeo, VE5, HAR. So tell us, where's the best place that you took a vacation?
There are several places, but my top one would be Prince Edward Island on the east coast of the Maritimes. It's such a lovely place. People are friendly, lots to do during the summertime, lots of concerts. If you had the time and money, you could probably take in a show every night that you were there. Over.
Wow, you have Prince Edward Island. I have Prince William Sound. I had to do that. But, yeah, I do know that that's a lot of fun at Prince Edward Island. I've always wanted to go there, and I do plan to do that. And I hope that you have a chance to do the reverse, to come visit Prince William Sound. But, yeah, I appreciate you coming on the net today. And I hope that when it comes to seafood that you're a big fan like I am, and I plan to have lots of it. Speaking of seafood, I have a whole stack of seafood I need to cook today. But thank you for coming to the Everything Net. And if you have any questions or if you want to know more about my vacation adventures, send me an email at kilokilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com. Again, that's kk4ryg@gmail.com. All right, break with you. And I'm checking now one last time for any stations, that would like to check into the Everything Net, please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
The postamble should be in your email. I labeled it closure, Renda, if you want to go ahead and take that. WB9CST, that's you.
Oh, I hear you, Chicago-style pizza, and I'm going to get to that in just one second. I want to make sure that we have a chance to get the very, very last stations that wish to check into the Everything Net. So I'm checking now for any other stations, listening. You're listening to the Everything Net. If you would like to check in, please come back now twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa, Wade, Manitoba, Canada.
Gotcha. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa. Wade, so while I got you on the line, where's your favorite vacation spot? Over?
Probably the holiday we enjoyed the most was when we went to the Caribbean, to the island of St. Kitts. We also visited the Dominican Republic down there that we thought was pretty good. That was in the early 90s. Back to you.
All right. Well, to start out with the Dominican Republic, my professor got a divorce from his American wife and went to the Dominican Republic and married twice, has a total of 5 kids in the Dominican Republic and 1 in the southeastern United States. Make a long story short, he went to Dominican Republic, never came back. He never came back. And as far as St. Kitts, I have friends in the Caribbean, so the St. Kitts Nevis area is very familiar to me. I look forward to visiting them sometime next year. Wade, I'm glad you came to the net. If you want to know more about my adventures, send me an email at kilokilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com. That's KK4RYG at gmail.com. Thank you, Wade, for visiting us. Now, I'm going to check one more time for any stations. If you're listening to the Everything Net, if you didn't get a chance to check in, this is it. This is your last time. Please come now with your call sign twice phonetically, please.
Victor Echo 5, Alpha Alpha Sierra, Robin Saskatoon. Victor Echo 5, Alpha Alpha Sierra.
Foxtrot Mike, KC5 FM, recheck. Over.
And Kilo Kilo 7 Whiskey Mike Echo, I've got you as a text box check-in down there. Renza, add Kilo Juliet 5 Lima Sierra Delta as an in and out, please.
Okay, that Kilo India, what is that? That last call sign you gave me, over?
Kilo Juliet 5 Lima Sierra Delta.
Okay, got it. KJ5 LSD. All right, let's stop right there. Victor Echo 5 Alpha Alpha Sierra, I got you. Kilo Kilo 7 Whiskey Mike Echo, I got you. And Kilo Juliet 5 Lima Sierra Delta. Starting with Victor Echo 5 Alpha Alpha Sierra, what say ye? What is your favorite vacation spot? Over.
Well, I've been listening, and there have been a lot of places that sound really, really nice, but I've never been to most of those places or any of those places. My favorite vacation so far is I trailered a motorcycle to British Columbia, and I spent a week wandering through the BC Mountains on a motorcycle, and I had a great time. That has been, so far, my best vacation.
I can tell you right now, that's one of the best ways to see British Columbia is by motorcycle. I have images of people in the U.S. that ride a highway that separates Canada from the United States and the state of Washington. And it's also one of the most beautiful scenic places without having to cross over into Canada or the Canadians crossing over into the U.S. So in the British Columbia area, that's the Pacific Northwest, very, very beautiful turf there. So thank you for that. And I look forward to hearing you more often about your vacation experiences. My email is kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to give you advice on some places to visit that will rival that of what you've experienced already. Break with you. Thank you. And going now to Kilo7 Whiskey Mike Echo. By text, you managed to get in, but I'm going to check to see if you can hear us now. And if so, please tell us, where is your favorite vacation spot? All right, I will stick with the check-in and make sure that that is duly noted. All right, going now to Kilo Juliet 5, Lima Sierra Delta, KJ5 LSD. If you're with us, tell us, where is your favorite vacation spot?
She's
an in and out.
Got it. She's an in and out. All right. Well, we've come to the end of the net, but I will check one more time for any stations that would like to check in that did not get an opportunity to before, late check-ins. Any other stations? This is Kilo4 Romeo Yankee Golf, your net control operator here on the Everything Net, and I'm checking now for other general stations that would like to check in. Please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please.
Oh, Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Gotcha. I heard you, Foxtrot Mike. I got you. You're doing a recheck. Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike. I'm going to go to you first, but I just want to acknowledge the station of Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. You will come in second. So starting out with the recheck, Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike, you're in the 73 round still. We're at the edge of it. What would you like to add in addition? Over.
A particular attraction for the history buff. The offshore Tybee Island in the Atlantic Ocean, there is a nuclear device that was jettisoned by a B-52 bomber in a mid-air collision, and they ejected that weapon so that they wouldn't crash with it, and maybe it wouldn't go off. Well, it didn't go off in the Atlantic Ocean, but it's been a while since they've seen it. As in, it's been a while since they've seen it. And so, be adventuresome. Go to Tybee Island for the atomic weapon that was jettisoned there. KC5 FM, over.
You got it, and thank you. I look forward to hearing more stories like that as well. Lloyd, thank you for coming on the net tonight, this afternoon, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future about all that and more, because you being a history buff and then telling stories like that, I want to know. So, break with you. All right, this is Kilo4, Romeo Yankee Golf, and going to our last station here, is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, KEAWOJ. What say ye? What is your favorite place to go?
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and glad I could make it in time, just barely in time. Sorry for that. My favorite place, without a question or doubt, is Alaska. I got to spend 2 months in the Willow Creek area. My best friend at the time, his older brother, had a paper Super Cub with floats, and we got to fly around all over the place and fish a whole lot of wilderness. And I spent the whole time there in just amazement there. My jaw was dropping on the ground. It was, everywhere you looked, it was gorgeous. I would love to go back there and take my last breath in Alaska. But that's it for me, KE8WOJ, back to that control.
You know, I understand how you feel. I have lived, and I told everybody this in the 73 round, that I have lived in Alaska for almost 31 years. There has never been a boring moment here. I've been all over the state, and there has never, ever been a boring moment here. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people are not familiar with West Broomfield, Michigan, but if you can, look up alaskaair.com, and look at the prices for flying from Detroit to Anchorage, and I think you'll be very happy to know that you can visit Alaska again, you know, before that time comes where nobody can visit anywhere. And I think you will like the results from that website. You will thank me later. All right, that was Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, and he pretty much rounded up the last parts of the net. But, you know, I love these conversations, and I know there's somebody out there that's dying to get in, so I'm going to check one more time. You're listening to Everything Net, and I'm going to check one more time for general stations with or without traffic. Please come now. This is the last call. I can't do it anymore. Richard will be like, now, Renzo, you know you cannot. Okay, Richard, I know. But I'm checking one more time for any stations with or without traffic, please come now. This is the Everything Net. I'm Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, your net control operator. Any other stations, please come.
THFK in Nez Michigan. 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Have yet to do a 7-3 round. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Missed the 7-3 round, didn't get called on. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec.
Okay, Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. I'm going to get to you in just a second. There were two other stations that you collided with. So I'm checking now for those other two stations. Please come back now with your call sign twice phonetically, please. I'm looking for you. Okay, I heard one of the two stations, Kilo 4, but I couldn't make out the rest of it. Try again, maybe move your antenna in a different direction, but I could not pick up your entire call sign, but I did hear Kilo 4. Try again.
Kilo 4.
Gotcha. Kilo 4, Yankee Romeo. Please stand by. I'm checking now for the other station. If you're trying to get in, now is the time. And there was another station that collided with Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. And I'm trying to pull you out. So if you have not checked in to the 73 round, now is the time to do it. Please come back now with your call sign twice phonetically, please, to the other stations that tried to check in.
Alpha Delta 8 Foxtrot Kilo. Alpha Delta 8 Foxtrot Kilo. Learn.
Okay, I have Alpha Delta 8 Foxtrot Kilo. Leonard, please stand by. And Kilo 4 Yankee Romeo, please stand by as well. Now I'm checking for the other. There's one other station, and I'm pulling for you. I know you're out there. I heard you, but your call sign did not come through because you overlapped two other stations. So please come back now with your call sign twice phonetically, please. And this is for that other station that didn't get a chance to check in. I'm trying one more time to get you before we get to these other three, and then we'll shut the net down. But I'm looking for that other station. I want to make sure that you count. I heard you, but I couldn't make out your entire call sign. Please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please. Okay, one more time. I'm trying to pull you out. This is for the other station that tried to check in, and I didn't get their call sign completely. Please come now twice with your call sign phonetically, please. Okay, nothing heard. All right, our last two stations that made it in just before the bell rang. Kilo 4, Yankee Romeo. Kilo 4, Yankee Romeo. What say ye? What is your favorite place? Where is your favorite place? Where was your favorite place to go vacation? Wow. I'd like to know more about your experience at that resort. That's really beautiful. Those places are very laid back, and they spoil you rotten. And it sounds like you had a great time. My email is kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com. If you ever get a chance, please share the stories. I want to know. And I'll tell you a little bit about mine here at the end of the round after we go to Alpha Delta 8 Foxtrot Kilo. So break with you. Alpha Delta 8 Foxtrot Kilo. Leonard, where was your favorite place to vacation? Spit it out.
Hello, this is Leonard, AD8FK in Madison Heights, Michigan. I have a number of places that we've gone to and enjoyed, even in Vietnam, at the courtesy of the auspices of our federal government. We had a good time there. We went to Manila on a little R&R, had a great time there, and we spent times on the East Coast and up in Thumb, Michigan. We've spent on the West Coast. You know, to pick a favorite on a fly, I'd have a hard time doing it. But I won't hold the frequency for long. Glad to support your net here, and we're glad that you're having a good time, and it's growing for sure. So I'll send it back to you. And we'll just have to tell Richie we missed him today, but you did a great job. And I couldn't stay for the whole thing, but I thought I'd get in and listen on the last part of it. So don't forget Joe here, KE4ZYQ. The better man won. he came out on top, so I'm sure you're going to get him there. AD8FK, back to you, Ned.
Yep, I got him. He's coming up next. And then after him, Kilo 7, Whiskey Mike Echo. So, break with you. And by the way, like I said to the other stations, if you want to hear my stories, let me know. I'll be able to send them to you at kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com. I think you're going to like what I have to say. All right, break with you. And I'm going back to Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. What say ye? You wanted to tell me something else. And remember, I do want to also acknowledge my condolences on the misses and your trip to the Bahamas. So what would you like to say in addition to that, over?
Well, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe Clinton Township, and good net. A lot of people just didn't want to be left out of the 73 round, like a shoe drop there. Got to finish dropping the other shoe. But Leonard knows, and thanks, Leonard, for reminding net control. Leonard knows I try to cut up people, make them laugh, and dad jokes and everything. So I'll just say that, I went out to a restaurant recently and had some leftovers, and the waiter asked if I wanted a box for my leftovers. And I said, no, I don't believe in fighting over anything. I don't believe in, harming anybody. So back to that, KE4ZYQ.
Oh, my gosh. Had I eaten anything, it probably came right out. That had me cracking up when you said that. Thank you, as always. And I look forward to telling you my stories as well. You got my email address, kk4ryg@gmail.com. Be more than happy to share some experiences with you. And I do have one story about leftovers. A friend of mine was, when I was growing up, he was heading to the cafeteria when we were in high school. He didn't get to lunch in time. He had a candy bar in his hand, and my other friend came out and slapped it out of his hand, and the look on his face was priceless. Hey, I totally understand. All right, break with you, and I'm now going to check for Kilo Kilo 7 Whiskey Mike Echo to see if they wanted to verbally check in the 73 round, and after that, we'll go ahead and shut the net down. So I'm checking out for Kilo Kilo 7 Whiskey Mike Echo. What say ye? Your favorite vacation spot, please.
He says in the text box, Estes Park, Colorado.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny.
That's a beautiful place as well. Tell him, Richard, that I appreciate him for bringing that up, and that I look forward to sharing experiences with him in the state of Colorado as well. Make sure that he gets my email address, which is kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com, kk4ryg@gmail.com. All right. With that said, we've come to the end of the net, and a little birdie told me I need to check one more time for any station, but I don't think anybody else is out there, but I'm going to try anyway. So technically, I was about to shut down the net, but here at the Everything Net, we do everything. Everything. So I'm checking now to see if there is any other station that didn't make it throughout the entire net that would like to check in. Now's the time. No more after this. Please come now twice with your call sign. All right, that's it. We've come to the end of the net. We had 17 regular check-ins, and we had 10 late check-ins, 10, a total of 27 check-ins today. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Thanks for coming to the Everything Net. This meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time or 1900 UTZ. You can find out more about this net on Whiskey Bravo 9, ChicagoStylePizza.YolaSite.com. That's WB9CSP.YolaSite.com. Or you can go to the QRZ page of Whiskey Bravo 9, Chicago Style Pizza, and he'll be more than happy to give you details. You can send him an email there. Again, thank you guys for letting us use your systems, and we hope you come back again next weekend and enjoy the net. This has been the Everything Net. I'm Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf. Closing the net, the net is now secure and returning frequencies back to amateur radio use. Thanks, friends and fellow hams, for stopping in the net. It is now closed. And give us a minute to disconnect everything. Again, thank you for coming to the Everything Net. We cover everything here. All right? 7-3 and take care, everybody.
And I just wanted to thank everybody for sticking around for, if you look at the time, 2 hours. The net went on for 2 hours today. So I'm very pleased with that. 7-3, everybody. This is WB9CSP, and give me a minute to drop everything. Arenza, I'll send you a text here in just a minute. If you don't mind sending me the log for the net. WB9CSP, controlling.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, sunny. 79 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear, clear. 75 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear, clear. 70 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear, clear. 70 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear, clear. 68 degrees.